Celebrating the connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio, featuring your dream team, veterinarian Dr. Debbie White, dog trainer Alan Cable, groomer Joey Villani, communicator Joy Turner, and here are your hosts, Hal Abrams and Judy Francis.
Is it just me, or does that guy, I just noticed, he sounds really, really angry. Doesn't sound angry?
No.
Alan, do you think he sounds angry?
I don't know what he sounds like.
I don't know. He sounds like he should be in porn, is what he sounds like. Yeah. I don't know.
It's Animal Radio. On the show today, we're going to talk to Coon Rippy, Mark Coon Rippy Brown. Have you seen his video on YouTube? It's gone viral with the...
dances with raccoons.
Yeah, he dances with raccoons.
And he showers with raccoons.
He's
really
so funny.
Yeah.
You've heard of him?
Oh, I'm a big fan. Let me tell you, I am a huge fan of this guy. He's the raccoon whisperer.
He's in trouble with the law, apparently. I guess they took away one of his raccoons. We're going to find out what that's all about in just a few minutes. Yeah, I just saw one of his videos, which was he uses Hannah Montana body spray to keep his...
that's the funniest thing.
Raccoon
ever.
Away from nibbling
from
him.
From biting him. Oh, how cute.
It's just the cutest little skit. And that raccoon passed away, that one he did that with, but it's funny. Have you seen that, Joe?
No, I never did.
I saw it. It was Gun Show that passed away, I think was his name.
Yeah.
We'll link to that over at the website at animalradio.com so you can check out these videos before he comes on. Also, author David Rosenfeld, is that correct? Went across the country with 25 dogs in 3 RVs, and will tell us that story.
Sounds like fun.
Stace, what's up?
Well, you know, when the Heinz tomato ketchup slogan was "good things come to those who wait," they probably didn't mean to have this in their ketchup bottles.
Huh?
Yes, it's an animal particle, and I'll tell you what particle it is coming up on Animal Radio News.
Any kind of animal part, I don't want to know.
I don't want to know about this.
Yeah. She's going to ruin ketchup for us, isn't she?
Not for Dr. Debbie. She'll run out and buy a case.
She'll look for it. She'll hope she hits the jackpot.
Did you hear our very own Joey Villani up for an award?
As I was telling Hal before, I'm up for an industry award this year.
What kind?
For contest judge of the year.
That's wild, buddy. That's awesome.
It's like our Oscars. So,
gosh dang it, you're talented. You really are. You're just a really talented person. You do so many.
No, I just get everyone fooled. Is what it is.
Well, you do it.
I got them all fooled, Alan.
You're doing it well, though.
Do you have a case that you'll put that award in?
Do I have a case to put that award in?
Yes.
Yeah, if my wife lets me, you know, put it in the china closet.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I have a few grooming awards, and you know, they don't take precedent. I'll just tell you that much.
You don't have your own shelf?
I don't have my own anything. Come on. Any man that thinks he's the boss of his household is either divorced or not married.
Let's be for real.
Even the dogs know it, you know. They know who the boss is.
Oh my gosh, that's hysterical. I don't have my own anything.
You know, we talk about alpha. Yeah, okay.
You're not alpha in your household, huh?
I'm number 6 in the pecking order, okay? And we don't have kids, so just figure it out.
You got to know, Joey, there's just no place for you to win on this one.
No, there's not. There's not. And you know what? Joey, and I know it, so that's why I don't even argue the fact.
See, that's a good thing. You're resigned to it, so there's no problem. Everybody knows their place.
There really isn't any problem. I know.
And you've accepted it.
I think you can get your own shelf if you really fight for it.
Back off.
That's right. See, he's causing trouble.
Yes, he's
causing trouble in my household.
Yeah, I bet he doesn't have a shelf.
I do, but it's out of sight.
Yeah.
It's in the closet.
In the garage.
It's in the closet.
Yeah.
I lost that, too. I lost the garage. The garage was my grooming studio.
What's in it now? What could she have put in it now?
Yes. It's everything that my wife can't fit in the house is in the garage. So I completely lost my grooming studio. It was going to be my grooming studio / where I'd be able to film and do videos and all that. And I got the greatest equipment in the world. It would be the hottest studio in the world. Forget it. That's to the wayside.
Hi, Cheryl. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. And yourself?
Splendid. Where are you calling from today?
Conway, Missouri. I'm a truck driver.
Truck driver. Okay. Well, let's see what's going on with your dog, is it?
No, cat.
Do you drive around with your cat?
Yep.
You're an over-the-road truck driver, and you bring your cat with you. Does your cat like that?
Well, she's grown to it. My mom had passed away about 5-6 months ago, and it was her cat. And I promised that I would give her a good home. I'm not an animal person. I mean, I like animals, but I didn't want to take anything with me. But, you know, I promised her, and people that said that they would take it, they decided not. They didn't want to pay it. So I said, well, I'll just see what happens. And first day or two, it was screaming and hollering, but then she got used to it. She realized I wasn't going to leave her alone. And now she scares all the mechanics. They're afraid of her. She don't have any front claws, but she doesn't like to hear people cuss, so she'll just fluff, get her body real big and show her teeth, and her eyes go wild. I just have to laugh. It's just faking it, you know.
So she doesn't like potty mouth. That's it, huh?
No, she don't like it. Especially when they're working on the throat. She don't like that. But see, but when I got her, but nobody gave me a what to do with a cat book, so I'm just trying to learn. I don't want to, you know, I did take her to the vet while we were home a week or so ago, and they said she's obese, but she's the same weight that she was when my mom had her. And I put like 8 ounces of dry food. And I don't get the cheap stuff. I get the stuff that's real meat, you know, because I don't want her to have any accidents or anything. So, mm-hmm. you know, she likes fish and chicken.
Okay, so you're just kind of wondering, like, what you need to do in the truck environment as far as to kind of keep her happy and healthy? Is that kind of the general gist?
Yeah, right now, because at the house, we hardly ever go home. She goes crazy, so, you know, mm-hmm. she had a lot of room to run. But in the truck, you know, I tried a string toy, but it has batteries, and it just goes too fast. And I put her favorite string on it, but she just kind of sits there with her head going round and round and round. And I don't know what to do, keep her happy and not keeping me awake when I do go to sleep.
Yeah, well, that's going to be the challenge.
I would like to do is get a harness, but I try to harness it and she gets out of them because she wants to go outside, and I figure I could walk her or something.
Yeah. Now, it will honestly be challenging, not that it's going to be impossible, but it's going to be a little tough to keep a cat in a truck environment and, you know, have her sit around all day and then not expect her to want to expend energy later when you're sleeping. So we've got to find a way for her to outlet, you know, that energy. So, you know, you might look at even some of the different interactive toys with Frolly Cat, where, you know, you can set those, let them go, and get her up and moving a bit while you're driving. And that's going to be a big thing, because no matter how little you feed her, if she moves very little during the day, she's going to be overweight. So, you know, animals are very capable at taking the energy we feed them and turning it into fat by becoming less and less active. So that's something she can do, and she'll do it unknowingly. I'm just living that sedentary lifestyle. So you're going to have some challenges in making sure she can have that. And it's going to mean, maybe getting her accustomed to a harness and spend a little time doing leash training or leash walking outside of the cab. And it does take time. You can do it if your kitty is food motivated. I find that leash training and harness training, you got to take it in baby steps compared to dogs, but you can do it. And just, you know, never pull her, but just let her get used to the whole sensation of having the harness on without being outside of the cab. And that's really the first step to get her used to. And I think that as far as, you know, canned food, certainly, you know, that may be fine and she likes that. But if you actually fed her dry food, there's some opportunities to get her a little bit more movement and doing things in the cab. So some of the dry foods, you can put those in food dispensing toys for cats. So they have to kind of bat it around, push it around, move, investigate, do things in kind of like what they naturally do in the wild. Cats don't just sit around and birds hop in their mouth. They got to work for it. So let her do more work in the cab while you're driving, and that might be just by switching and modifying some of her food over to a dry form. We don't want to overfeed her, so you got to cut back on the other things.
I probably give her too many snacks, but I got her training on the snacks. If she wants something, she has to sit, and then she has. I stick one finger out, and I say, "Wait, wait, wait," and then she eats the snack. You know.
Turn that motivation for those treats and performing into getting her used to that harness. And I think that would be a great thing and allow her to do more things, energy, and get some exercise. And it definitely sounds like she's going to work for that food for you. But, I mean, it sounds like
how much are you supposed to feed him? She's about 5 years old.
Yeah, that is going to depend a lot on the food, the calorie content, and her current condition. And I can tell you the health, a healthy weight cat, about 10 pounds, with the average food, may eat a half a cup a day. Now, if she's not moving much, she's going to need less. And if the calorie content of the food is higher or lower, you're going to have to change that. So I do always refer to the bag as a starting point. But for a cat that's not moving around and kind of sitting on her buff for most of the day, you're going to need to feed less than what they recommend on the label. So
one other thing I want to ask you is, what can I do about getting her dandruff? I'm allergic, and her dandruff is terrible.
Yeah, well, brushing her is actually one of the best things you can do. And if she's a longer hair coat cat, brushing her daily. Shorter hair cats, you brush once, twice a week. That'll help. But by brushing, that helps to distribute the natural oils in a cat's hair coat. And that's one very important thing that can help with that. As far as dander, I do know some folks that have allergies and they have to shave their cats just to help manage that. It's not something... Yeah, it's not something the cats need, but, you know, if depending on your allergy level, that is something that some folks will do, and just a way to help to live, cohabitate with your cats if you have some allergies. So,
what was the name of those motion toys things?
Frolly Cat.
Yeah, I know she likes the light, and sometimes I use it, but I get tired of, you know, having it go everywhere.
Cheryl, you're getting turned into a cat lover. I can tell.
Yep, I hear it in your voice.
Well, when I was down in Texas, a guy said, well, why don't you bring your cat by sometime? And I said, well, I got her out in the truck. He said, well, good, I'll take her. And then he started laughing. He said, the look on your face. I guess I was thinking, aww, not my cat, now that I'm used to her. But I surprised everybody. They didn't think it would work out with her being on the truck, but she turns on my headlight for me in the morning while I get ready to get up.
Oh, good.
If our water bowl is empty, she sits on my horn until I move. She made me keep that truck clean, that's for sure.
Give your kitty a big old hug from all of us here at Animal Radio.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now with the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
Fido Friendly Magazine presents the 17th Annual Cross Country Pet Adoption Tour. Get your licks on Route 66. Along with media sponsor Animal Radio and companion sponsor Zymox, the tour travels down America's favorite highway from L.A. to Chicago, stopping at shelters along the way to support adoption events and to raise money for the shelters. With the help of cat food sponsor Cadet, community sponsor Tito's Vodka for Dog People, campground sponsor KOA, grooming sponsor Hands-On Gloves, and car rep sponsor Signs to You. Fido Friendly Magazine brings their giant spinning wheel where attendees can donate money to spin and win Fido fabulous prizes. All proceeds benefiting the shelter of the day. In the first 16 years, the tour has helped to place over 20,000 pets into new forever homes. Log on to FidoFriendly.com to see where the tour stops near you and come out for a safe, fun way to support your local shelter. And who knows, you might just find your new forever friend.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist, clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it, but not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. Well, Hims can help. Through Hims.com, you can get a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds, through a 100% online process. It all starts with an online intake form. Get started at hims.com/joy. And from there, a medical provider licensed in your state will determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. Find the ED treatment that fits your needs with options up to 95% less than the brand names. Millions of men experience ED, but Hims can help. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit. hims.com/joy.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.